Time to welcome back Margaret Mills, and this week you've a story, I believe, about a lightning strike, is that right?
Indeed, yeah, quite a severe one this was, that made the newspapers in its day. Mm. This occurred at Toot Hill, which is in the Fifield-Ongar-Stamford Rivers area, and it was in June 1829. Now, there was a really severe storm. It was one of the worst storms that Essex had known, and that the mill at Toot Hill took a direct hit from lightning. And the miller, Mr. Rayner by name, was in the mill when the lightning struck. Now, his wife was in the house nearby and reported hearing him screaming, and she could smell sulphur in the air. It said that she and Mr. Rayner's nephew rushed into the mill. The mill was virtually wrecked inside and out. Inside the mill was Mr. Rayner, severely injured. He had bad facial injuries, but his worst injury was that the accident and his fall inside the mill had severed one of his legs, or virtually severed his leg. A local surgeon was sent for, who amputated the leg in the mill in the midst of all the chaos caused by the lightning strike. And amazingly, Mr. Rayner lived.
Good heavens.
He survived it. Now, the mill was repaired and they carried on using it, not with Mr. Rayner,
I was going to say, no.
But it still functioned as a working windmill until 1900, actually pulled down completely in 1935. But the interesting part of this story is that it's one of the first, I think, recorded incidents of the community all rallying round to help somebody who'd suffered a devastating accident. And it said the locals got together to raise money for the miller and his family. And one of the ideas they came up with was for somebody to draw a picture of the ruined mill and to sell prints. And people were only too keen to buy them because, obviously, this storm and its impact had caused a lot of people to read about it with complete horror. And they were able to raise a good sum of money to help the miller and his family.
Oh, that was nice.
So a rather positive ending to what was a pretty awful accident.
Fair enough. Well, thank you very much indeed for that. And what are you going to be looking at next time then?
Well, next week I'm going to be looking at a legal loophole, claiming clergy.
Sounds curious. Okay, look forward to that. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.